From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is Jot, in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5. Jot is a young magpie. She carries a fat, worn notebook that barely closes, and a stub of pencil she never loses. On the workshop bench sat a little potted bean plant, and the moment Jot looked at it, she was already writing. Four leaves, a bit of yellow on the low one, today's date at the top, she said, and only then looked up. Write it now, while it's still true. That's the whole trick. Magpies love to keep things. Jot kept the truest thing of all, what really happened and when.
Jot's family were the almanac keepers of her village. Every single day, for years and years, they wrote things down. The first frost, the day the pond froze, the morning the swallows came back. No one entry seemed important, but Jot's grandmother could open the fat book and say, "The pond froze 3 days earlier this year than last, and a week earlier than 10 years ago." She only knew because someone had written it down, every day, for years. Young Jot understood something that day. A single day tells you almost nothing, but days written down and kept let you see a slow change no one could ever hold in their head. The record was smarter than anyone's memory. That was the wonder. Ink remembers what memory quietly bends.
When she was grown, Jot came to the Curiosity Quest Academy. Lumen, the head of the academy, asked her, "What is record keeping?" Jot opened her fat notebook. "It is writing down what you saw the moment you saw it and keeping it with the date," she said. "Memory bends. It rounds things off. It remembers what you expected instead of what happened. But a dated note doesn't bend. Keep enough of them, and a slow change becomes something you can see. A past you hands the truth to a future you." Lumen nodded. "You are appointed," she said.
In her classroom, Jot hands every student a notebook and a bean sprout. "Measure it. Write the number and today's date. Then close the book," she says. They think it's silly. One number? A week later, she has them flip back and read all their dated entries in a row. And there it is, a little climbing line of numbers, the plant growing, a pattern no one's memory had held. She teaches her students a few habits about keeping records. Write it now, not later, the moment it happens, before memory can smooth it over. Later never remembers as well as now. Date everything. A note with no date can't talk to the notes around it. The date is what lets yesterday and today compare. Write what you actually saw, not what you expected. If you predicted 5 and counted 4, write 4. The surprising number is the useful one. Keep the messy tries too. The failed run, the weird result, the one you'd rather forget, keep it. Later, it's often the entry that explains everything. Nobody has a perfect memory. That's exactly why we write. The notebook isn't for forgetful people. It's smarter than memory for everyone, always. Jot tells her students, "I misremember things all the time. That is not a failure. It is just what memory does. The notebook is how I catch it. So I write it down, and then I can trust it."
At the end of the day, Jot flips slowly back through a whole year of little dated notes, the frosts, the sprouts, the numbers, and a warm, quiet gladness settles over her, the cared-for feeling of a past self who took a minute to write things down, reaching forward across the months to help the magpie she is today.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Jot. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.